and how much memory changes every time you remember a story, and it's a chemical change. It's not something that people even, you don't even have to intend it. Even before that, we all knew that memory is somewhat reliable, but not. So when I asked Aang about that and how he could base a film about our festival on somebody's recollections like Elliot's, he said, I know that there will be instances of inaccuracies, and as Artie was telling you in the last interview, but that's not as important to me as it is to use whatever Elliot has to say as a doorway for me to get into exploring the sensibility of what Woodstock was and what it means today. And that's my goal, he said. My goal is to use it as a door.
So, he actually was intrigued by the story of Elliot and his parents, that relationship, and I think that was what sold him on the idea of the movie. And he was also enamored with Woodstock and had just come off of 10 very depressing films and wanted to do something light. And Elliot's recollections are pretty much nonsense, past the phone call that he made to me.
He
called me, that's true. He called my office, spoke to my assistant Tisha. We went up to see him. The site he claimed he had was behind his motel. It was not really a site, but while we were there, he gave me this guy, Morris Abraham, a real estate agent, to go around and look for other land, and that's how we found Max. Mm-hmm. That was really his involvement. He didn't know Max. Max didn't know him. No. The rest of it is pretty much nonsense. Mm-hmm. But it's a book that he's written 3 times, and what resonates, I think, is that sort of sincere stuff about, you know, how he relates to his parents, what that relationship was like, what he was feeling because of being sort of like closeted, you know, in his other life, and what happens when we sort of all descended on that town and on his motel. That part of it's accurate. The rest of it is just his, what he would have liked to have been.
We're not so much about accuracy for that book and that movie when it comes to Elliot as we are interested in having Woodstock appear in the media. The way, for example, Michael makes it appear in, he just brilliantly presented Woodstock the way we feel it was. And if that's what Aang has achieved, then, you know, so what if he says, if Elliot says, I did this and did that? That's fine.
Actually, he stayed away from a lot of that. If you look at the script, he took away those controversial pieces and just really focused on the heart of it.
So I'm interested to, it's very interesting to hear what you say about what Woodstock appears as.
Well, they're curious. What Aang has said, that he made it a creative choice not to use footage of the festival at all, but the guys who we talked to initially, Kirk and Eddie, they said that they had gone to everybody on the with the rights situation as far as the document, and they did want to use the footage, but they were turned down 3 or 4 times, succeeding levels of authority.
I think that they were looking for possibilities. You know, what are our choices here? You know, anytime you put together a creative project, you want to know what you can and can't do. But I don't think that getting to the festival was what Aang had in mind. And I think that may be what a lot of people are missing, frankly. You know, I think there is that expectation
good
that
point.
You want to get, that's the payoff, and you want to get there.
But it's just, I understand what they're doing, and I think they correctly stuck to the line that they were trying to tell, but it just feels, it felt curious to me and some others that there's not a shred of footage of the actual thing.
But it's not a documentary. It's not a documentary, so.
Right.
And it didn't mean to. I think that the festival was meant to frame the story.
I think he felt that that's been said really well by Michael and our film. And
this was meant to be looking up. It wasn't. Like A Walk on the Moon. Remember that movie with Diane Lane?
Leo Schreiber.
Blast
Vigo,
Man.
The Blast Man,
That's right.
That was actually the original title.
Really?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Hey, Michael.